Welcome to the WGRT Local News Podcast, connecting you to Michigan's Thumb Coast. I'm your host, Jesse Wiegen, and today we are talking with Nancy Gardner, President of Bold Education, and Cliff Thomason, Executive Director of the Athletic Factory. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I will have Cliff start by just sharing, what is this partnership that you guys have entered into that's going to benefit the students at Eshore Leadership Academy?
Sure. Well, thanks for having us here, first of all. It was a concept that we kind of both had an idea for when we met. We kind of had the same vision of what we wanted to offer. And the goal was really to offer all non-academic activities for the kids because things were pretty much covered academically. And so kids have a good balance. So we're going to be offering a lot of different non-academic activities like basketball and, you know, and soccer and floor hockey and scavenger hunts. But then we do like arts and crafts. We'll also offer all type of things in arts and crafts, but we'll also do performing arts. Like expressive dance, but also improv that we're going to be working on also. And Lego robotics, okay. And we'll be offering that once a week. So just a kind of a variety of things that we wanted kids to get exposure to.
And when is this program going to take place? Is this an after-school program, Nancy?
This is after school, and it begins in September.
Nancy, what are you hoping that this does for the students at Eshore?
When we started out thinking about this, it was, okay, what can we offer our specific student body? What can we offer them after school? It had to be something that was customized. You know, it's hard for a small school like ours to have football.
Right.
You know, and those types of things. But what we were actually looking for is, what can our students do where they can express themselves in different areas of all sorts of things? And that's what Cliff was talking about. So we actually sat down and just started, you know, talking about what could this look like? What would the end in mind be? And Cliff just ran with it and came up with, I mean, we just both mesh very well. Both teams up front, hey, this is for our students. This is what we're thinking. And he's the one that customized it and made it become real.
Yeah. And I love the idea that it's not all just sports. So you're,
yes,
you're the athletic factory, yes, but it's more than that. And I was a kid who was not very sporty. I mean, I played sports, I think, because my mom made me, you know, in elementary school and junior high. But I had a lot of other interests. And so some of those other things that you mentioned, like dance and improv, like, how cool is that?
Yeah.
You get to do an after school program where if you're not necessarily a sports kid, there's still going to be a place for you.
Absolutely. And we're really like big on collaboration, you know, because I think when you don't try to reinvent the wheel and you bring on people who are already experts in that area,
right,
it just makes the program that much better. So just a couple groups that are going to be with us, like Interstage Right, they're going to be a part of our group. They're going to be doing the acting and improv and stuff like that. And then Bobby Jones is actually, he works with Sons Ministry,
okay,
but he also works for RESA. So we're just really trying to bring a good selective cross-functional team together. We also have a person doing arts and crafts who's actually across from Canada. Her name is Jill. She's phenomenal at what she can do. She loves kids. And we're just really wanted something that's multidimensional, but also you see a variety of colors, right, that represents their school and what represents our area. So I'm just really excited about that.
Yeah.
I think, too, in response to that, you know, we're giving our students what they need and what our parents have been asking for is,
right,
what can this look like? You know, what can our children do? You know, what are some of those things that they've been seeking? So I don't know, but our kids are excited. At the end of the school year, we had who we now call Mr. Cliff come over, and he met all the kids. It was very cool. So now we know when he walks in the building next month,
fun is
it's
here.
It's going to be, oh yeah, Mr. Cliff's here. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, is there a cost for the parents, for their kids to participate in this, or is this just part of being a student at Eshore?
Part of being a student at Eshore.
Yeah, which I would think would be a huge boon, because for me, I was a mom of five. So all those extracurriculars, you know, if you have a child who wants to, you know, do this and do that, and they all have their thing, it adds up.
Absolutely.
So, and this is a Monday through Friday?
Wednesday through Friday. So
okay.
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Okay.
So it'll be from 3:30 to 5:30
okay,
on those 3 days.
Yeah. That's a lot of time for kids to have some fun after school, right?
You know, we'll give them some opportunities to have some free time, but also structured free time, but also like activity of the day. And so, yeah, they'll have some opportunities. Sometimes when you only have one option or you only like to do one thing, you tend to stay with that one thing. But I think with creating some variety, I think you'll find some kids that didn't know they liked something.
Right. And they'll have the opportunity to try things.
Absolutely.
Because it won't be, you know, like mom has to pay this amount of money and drive you there and do all that other stuff. They'll get to experiment.
One of the things, too, that we want to do is I asked everybody who's working on our team to have a journal so we can have feedback every day, like what went wrong, what went right, what can we make this better, you know, and as we talked, you know, pieces can be moved, you know, if there's things that we think will work better in certain areas, then we do that because this is a pilot for both of us, right? So we want it, like she said, it's customized for East Shore, so we want to make sure that at the end of the year that it's customized for them, and if there's ideas or concepts that we can add for the next year, that's what we want to do.
Yeah. And so you talked about partnerships, and it sounds like you're partnering with other nonprofits to help with this. Where did the funding and how did that all work out?
Actually, the school is actually paying for the program.
Okay.
Cliff is just customizing it, providing the staff. So it won't be, you know, where the teachers stay after school and they're doing this. It's going to be the Athletic Factory that is our partner in offering this program. So it's like another arm.
Yeah. And so tell us what the Athletic Factory does. I know you guys are in the building over on 10th Street and Chestnut.
Yes,
I drive
so
by
it's,
it often.
It's the Trinity Lutheran Church. Yep. They had a school that's been closed for about 7 years. So we've been there for about 2.5 years, leasing that space over there. So, you know, we focus on student athletes. We want to be the hub, you know, for student athletes and their needs. But for us, it's not just sports related. We want students to know that there's students that happen to be athletes. Mm. So we offer after school tutoring. We offer FAFSA tip workshops. We do SAT, ACT prep on the academic side. We have different components for at-risk kids that help them. And all these things we pay for. But then on the sports side, we do sports-specific training.
Okay. And what are the age groups that you work with?
Sure. We work primarily middle school and high school, but we have smaller programs too, like for first, second graders, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth graders also. But yeah, we want people to understand that education is important. You know.
Right. Yeah. I mean, because kids who love sports still have to, they have to perform in school.
Yeah.
They have to get through that and get that credential in order to, especially if they want to play sports at a higher level.
Yeah,
right?
And it's different criteria. You know, when you're playing a Division I, Division II level, you have to know what the core class requirements are for Division I and Division II. That's why you hear a lot of people talk about the NCAA Eligibility Center or the NAIA Eligibility Center. The NCAA has 16 core requirements that you have to take during high school. And so if you haven't taken all those requirements, even if you got a scholarship with a 3.9 GPA, you could be academically ineligible because you haven't hit all of their core class requirements. So making kids who are at that elite level aware of what the requirements are. Anything below that, if you're hitting all the requirements for Division I, Division II, you're going to hit everything for the rest of the levels. But yeah, that's the academic side. But we do speed and agility, lateral quickness training. We do vertical jump training. But we specialize in basketball skills training.
Okay, so I'm assuming you have a staff that's got some pretty awesome basketball skills then, right?
Yeah, most of us have played either very high at you know, at the high school level or at the college level.
Yeah.
That understand basketball. But, you know, we don't just train basketball players. Like I have a couple girls I'm training that I play tennis for speed and agility, you know, reaction, you know.
I think I need some reaction training. I don't know. Do you do that for like 45-year-old women?
Yeah. There's no limits. We just change it.
That sounds like a good idea. So Nancy, for your for people who may not be aware of East Shore Leadership Academy and what it offers, tell us a little bit about the school.
East Shore Leadership Academy is a public school academy for students in K through 8th grades. We focus on leadership skills, hence the leadership piece of that. So that is the Franklin Covey program, The Leader in Me, which is, that is the whole school's umbrella. So everything we do outside or under that is related to the Covey model. This is our, gosh, we'll be going into our ninth year.
Oh, wow.
It's hard to believe. We're located on 7th Street. It's just exciting. We've seen the school morph from that first year baby school into what we are now. You know, we see a lot of the maturity and the fidelity with programs now, and the leadership program, though, it's phenomenal. It is what we do. It's who we are. We build leaders. That's what we do.
Awesome. Well, it's been just great learning more about what you guys are doing together and then what your organizations and your school do on their own. So thank you so much for joining us. And please just leave our listeners with you the website so they can learn more about your organizations.
Sure. If you want to know more about the Athletic Factory, you can go to www.theathleticfactory.org. Or you can give me a call also, 810-300-9053. Be more than happy to give you more information.
Great.
East Shore Leadership Academy is at eastshoreleaders.com, and we are also on Facebook. And you can give the school or myself a call, and that's 810-294-8040.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me today on the WGRT Local News Podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Wiegand, and it's been a pleasure connecting you to Michigan's Thumb Coast.